KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com all around the world, coming from the Loyola Marymount University campus in Westchester. Thank you, Annabelle, for another great show. Sarah Anatha, the Trios, we love it every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And now starts a show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. I am your host, Mystic Pete, and I have a very special show tonight. Some very interesting guests. A lot of stories are going to happen in the next hour. You guys do the brief introductions. There's Blue, there's Lakshmi, and there's Tanya. Blue, tell us a little about yourself, and then we'll get going with this whole journey we're about to embark on.
All right. Well, Blue is short for Bluestein. Ever since I was 10, the neighbors down the street teased me and gave me the Blue Jew joke. I loved it, and they were very disappointed. Although, so Blue's been with me ever since. I'd love to, because of this incredible food we just ate, start with my roots, Polish, Hungarian, Ukrainian, and Romanian, which used to be called the Pale, the 16, 17, 1800s, where only Jewish people were allowed to live because it was the most undesirable area of that Russia border. You'll see the connection when we talk about the food we just ate.
That's good. It's a little tease right there. Good. Okay. Me. And then Lakshmi. I wish people could see Lakshmi. You just look so beautiful. So much style.
I'm Lakshmi Lambert. I'm a local healer. I'm also a performance artist.
And wait. I'm having trouble getting signal on your mic. Can you put your mic in front of her? Because it's somehow...
Okay. Hi.
There we go.
I'm Lakshmi Lambert.
Okay. Mic 2 is out. Now we know.
Holistic physician. I'm a herbalist, I'm a homeopath, my background before is psychotherapist, body worker, psychodramatist, dance therapist. I have a calling for doing healing work, and I have a calling for praying for peace, and I have a calling to preserving a healthy life on Earth for as many species as possible.
Beautiful. And then we have Tanya over here. Tanya... came from Ukraine and just brought us all this wonderful food that she cooks. So there's a little through line for the evening. And we just were treated to this delicious dinner of homemade Ukrainian food, which she sells also in some stores. Tanya, talk to me.
Hello, my name is Tanya. I'm the owner of Ukrainian Flavors, and I'm just like to be in here and to meet some new people because I'm new in Los Angeles area, and I'm so grateful that you invite me. Thank you.
Well, we'll connect all the dots in a minute, but first, Lakshmi, can you do a little prayer to open this evening? And it'll all make sense, guys. Just keep listening.
We all have the wisdom to preserve a healthy life on Earth for as many species as possible. We all take action to preserve a healthy life on Earth for as many species as possible. I say a special prayer for those who need. May the veils of ignorance be removed. May we know, see, feel, hear, take action upon the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. May all beings have clean water now. May all beings have clean air now. May all beings have healthy food now. May all beings have an excellent, magical, safe place to live now.
Beautiful. And can you just tell us what song we heard after my theme song?
Oh, that was a song called I Will Fight No More. And I used it in a performance piece I did some 8+ years ago, when I read about that the Belo Dam was going to be built and that all the Aboriginal land of the indigenous people in South America was going to be flooded. I did a piece and I had a lot of earth on the ground and I put the red markings of paint on my face and I played my rattle and I planted seeds the last day of life on earth.
Wow. So that segues to really why we put this show together. I've known both of you for years, two dear friends and fellow performers and really shamans. We're kind of like modern shamans, but we're not wearing, why do I want to say wigs? We're not wearing,
robes.
Like, we're just people in the community who are healers and wise people. See, I'm including myself in that one. But around us happens a lot of the sacred. Around us happens ritual and ceremony, but it often happens through arts. And I think that's how a lot of, like, shamans incarnated. It's just artists. We're just normal, cool, goofy people. And we're also creating magic in the community. But also, professionally, you're a healer. You're a acupuncturist and herbalist, Lakshmi. And Blue, talk a little about, I really think of you kind of as a rabbi. You're kind of the community rabbi. And just talk a little about your spirituality and how spirituality comes through you and your performance.
Well, I guess the segue would be that Lakshmi and I are traditionally hosting experimental satyrs. So if ever I developed any rabbi vibes, it was through these Passover satyrs telling the traditional, very untraditionally telling the traditional story of the Exodus from Egypt. Evolving in all of this conversation with a thousand directions into one concept, I just see that the we are the local lights, which is a phrase Peter has, Mystic Pete has used.
Oh, that was on the post. Yeah. Yes, we are local lights.
And we are the local lights, and I'm proud to be a light in the city of Los Angeles. And art and healing, healing arts, mystic arts, the fine arts all evolved into this healing process that has become us.
And you've been a performer from way back, a performance artist. We'll say a little about that in the early days, and we're going to play some music from some of those shows.
Okay, well, in that case then, if you've got that queued up, we're referring to a little punk rock explosion that happened for me, evolving with this band that actually came to this very studio in 1989. They're called Freshly Wrapped Candies, and I brought an album of them doing their version of the Age of Aquarius.
Well, let's play that, and then we'll catch our breath, and then we'll keep talking. Okay, that was called Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, from a play called Hair, which is a seminal experience in the 60s and really captured a lot of what was going on back then. Most people know that song because The Fifth Dimension made a huge hit out of it, and they weren't even in the play. I think their manager just suggested they put those two tunes together, and it blew up, and The Fifth Dimension was just this epic band. So you may be familiar with that tune. So, Blue, were you on that music?
I wasn't in the recording studio, but I got to speak. I mean, I got to play with them when we did it live here in this KXLU studio 40 years ago.
So this was a world radio debut right here on KXLU, the cool station that has the local lights.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I got to be background vocals, and I played tambourine.
All right. So I've been featuring a lot of Los Angeles performance artists who've been very important to the local scene in Los Angeles. And some of these people are getting totally forgotten, but they cause such an influence on so many people.
Freshly wrapped candies.
There you go. Very influential scenes around Los Angeles. It influenced L.A., which means it influenced the West Coast, which means it influenced the United States, which means it influenced the world. So a lot of it started here, and a lot of us are now like middle-aged seniors or dead. So, you know, it's hard to get the last category on the air. They're not very interesting. But I just really love featuring, as I say, local lights. And so both of you are definitely in that category of performance artists who... You know, you just pulled that out of the ether. It was just all very dream world kind of work. And so, Lakshmi, you kind of started on the East Coast, right?
There we go.
I started in Chicago. My father yelled at me. I didn't have a right to speak. My teacher told my mother, maybe she should take drama. She doesn't talk at all. She seems smart, but she doesn't talk. I joined Tom Thumb. I was there until I was 18, and that became my family. That became my loving family.
Tom Thumb.
Tom Thumb Players, a community of friends that were my new family. And everywhere I lived after that, including L.A., upstate New York, I had Pan Players. Here I had Hallowed Air Ritual Players. I would create a theater troupe to be my family. And in those early years, I played like Maria and the Sound of Music, Nancy and Oliver, all the musicals. I played the lead singer, and yeah.
Well, this also transferred into a lot of performance arty kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
We were just pulling it out of, we just made it up, and sometimes it was weird, sometimes it was bad, sometimes it was brilliant.
My first piece I did was called Tunneling in 1978. That was the, you know, all that other musical stuff was now out of the past. And then I just really, my songs were rewritten nowadays. And so.
Do you want to sing a song? Are we ready for that a little later? You brought a song to sing.
I can. Okay, well, this was a song. So we did a piece in the LA River called Out of the River She. I was wearing a bride's dress I got in the thrift store. I sang this song in the storm drain, and this is how it goes.
She was the bride of the river.
All right.
There is no way. There is no way. There is no way.
All right. Yay. Bride of the River.
There is nowhere to throw your trash. Yeah, there is no way.
And this, it was a lot, performance art was like this. It was singing and dancing and putting on costumes, but also there was a lot of earth magic and celebrating the earth and healing the earth. This was just a part of it and making it up along the way.
Can I talk about this?
Oh, but yes, yeah, so the percussion instrument.
Lakshmi played percussion for you just now as she sang, because she found an aluminum can in the river and pulled it out spontaneously when she performed her Bride of the River piece, as the audience sat on the side of the river and watched.
So this is how it this is how the new art form happens. So let me get a little lofty now and start to kind of weave together the various themes of tonight. It's my theory that really something happened in the 60s. It really started in the 50s with the Beats, and then in the 60s there was this explosion of consciousness, and it had to do with spirituality, meditation, yoga, and then diet, you know, eating brown rice and tofu and sprouts and healthy food, organic food. And it extended towards recognizing all people as human, as sacred, as deserving of respect. And then included people with brown skin and even women. And women and children, and you know, children's rights. I mean, and the disabled and the elderly and people who are sick. Like, we kind of decided as a culture that it's not all for rich white men, that everyone really should have a seat at the table. So this all happened in the 60s, and it was all new and exciting. If you've seen movies of Woodstock, it's people having fun and play and mischief and sexuality and music. And yeah, there's a lot of mischief to it. There's a lot of breaking the rules and questioning authority. But I think what happened is some of the old forces, the kind of old, mean, grouchy, damn kids, they kind of really pulled together and said, we have to stop this. We have to stop all this. They're having too much fun. They're thinking for themselves. This is wrong. And they've made a very concerted effort to shut down the party. And I think we're in a period right now where that has come to a conclusion, where they've really done their best to stop people from thinking and feeling and being themselves. So here we are, right at the moment of a climax. The seeds that were planted in the 60s, that consciousness, it's just too big. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. And I think very soon there will be a reawakening, but now in a much more mature form that's grounded, and we're all grown up and we have some of the levers of powers. And so, Blue, you wanted to make a comment about this.
Yeah, everything you're saying totally brought me to Rachel Rosenthal, who was a performance artist from the 60s, who both, I believe, you and Lakshmi.
I played with them.
Courses,
yeah.
With.
Yes.
And how we met Curtis York, who started the theater troupe Hallowed Air Ritual Players, Harp. He took LA. He took courses with Rachel Rosenthal. Then we got one of her contemporaries, a very well-known artist, Barbara T. Smith, to direct us in that piece, Out of the River She. So it was all this magic from the 60s, Rachel Rosenthal, Barbara T. Smith, coming through us in the 80s. And to bring it to today, I just had a conversation with a friend who lives near the LA River. There's restaurants on the LA River now. I had no idea. And I did know that you could canoe through there, all by Los Feliz, where the river takes a little turn with its natural bottom. Anything to add to that, Lakshmi?
When Curtis and I started meeting, I met him at Rachel Rosenthal's. I was part of another theater troupe, Pipeline, downtown LA, but it was too patriarchal for me, and I knew I needed equals to create a theater troupe, so I took Rachel's class and to meet friends, and Curtis and I found each other, and we would start by having seasonal rituals, and that's how it became Hallowed Air Ritual Places. Each season, the spring and the fall and the summer and the winter, we did created a ritual, and these became public rituals and expanded into performance pieces.
And just to complete the last part of my vision is that, this kind of old, grouchy, mean, shut down thought and feeling, these forces, it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable because technology is too powerful right now. The more advanced technology gets, the more dangerous it gets. And it's dangerous now in 1,000 different directions. Advanced technology can only be run by mature people, emotionally mature, spiritually wise people. It can't be run by baboons. Sorry, if you give baboons a bunch of hand grenades, there's going to be trouble. That's what it is.
Right.
And what happened in the 60s is actually an emotional maturation. And now a lot of us have grown up and we know how the world works. We're not just high all the time on LSD. Not that I ever was one of those people. No, but we're not just, there was a lot of casualties in the 60s. And we all know people who suffered or got damaged or died. But, now we know what we're doing. And we're doctors and we're teachers. And we're going to get to Tanya. This is a loop we're going to get to in a minute. But any comments? Then I want to play a tune by the Grateful Dead. Bob Weir, the guitarist and writer and singer, just died. So a perfect segue, because that was part of this explosion. And any words before I play this tune?
May his spirit be free.
trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means, and just won't let you be. Most of the cats that you meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going, out of the door and down to the street all alone. Chuckin' like the doodah man once told me, you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Sometimes the light's all shining on me. You know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame. Trucking up to Buffalo, been thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on. Staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in. Busted down on Bourbon Street, set up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wearing thin. It just won't let you be.
All right, we'll leave this on the background. Bob Weir, Fly Free, my friend. And a line from this song is, what a long, strange trip it has been. And I think that says a lot about this journey from the 60s. What were you saying, Blue, about trucking and herbal medicine? We were going to get to Lakshmi. Go ahead.
I was just going to try and tie in the lyrics of this song. We must keep trucking. We must keep cooking incredible food like Tanya here, feeding us borscht, the beet soup, the medicine for the people, the metaphysics of it, the molecular structure. Lakshmi is a herbologist and a homeopathic, but she also wants to share a message about keep trucking. What was it?
Okay, Lakshmi, yeah, I wanted to get around to, originally I thought we would talk about acupuncture and herbs, but this just kind of turned into this whole big love fest. But so talk about a little your professional work as a healer.
Okay, well, just today I worked with a couple who are working towards conception. That's a really big part of my practice the last 35 years as a herbalist, as a homeopath, and also as a counselor with the couple. It came to me as a message that I must work with both members of the conception and not just the women, which I used to do all the time, and now
so there's no misconception. Sorry. Performer.
No, that was really, it's really good. And that came to me in a cave in Crete, and the Zeus spoke to me and said, work with their partners. I was asking, how can I better help my patients who are working towards conception? And
I mean, apparently the male is contributing more than just one cell. It's a lot about male health in creating a healthy baby and not having a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a thing.
Yeah. And also in deepening the relationship and having the opportunity to being more honest and more in the moment, in the improvisation of communication, that it's not just an act that we perform, but it's a improvisation that we're co-creating together. Of course, with great spirit included and the spirit of the child to come.
And of course, you want a happy family that a baby can come into, and a healthy marriage where people are getting along and loving each other. This is essential for a child, for a child's well-being.
Exactly. Exactly. And for our own evolution to how to communicate with each other. Yeah.
So how does healing and herbs and all that relate to food?
Food is medicine. I make carefully created formulas that is like food. I listen to each person quite deeply and create each time they come a specific formula for them, combinations of flowers, roots, bark, herbs to balance their system. So it is a very specifically tailored medicine.
Chinese herbs to make tea. She's healed my cough, my bad stomach. She's done so much.
Can you do anything for crazy?
Of course.
I'm painting to my head.
Of course. You know, especially the metal aspect, the lungs, like clearing the she clef point on the lung channel, the clearing point to let go of the obsession and addiction. As Blue just talked about, I've been working a lot. I've had the opportunity to work a lot with COVID in the last few years and just cured myself of COVID in 2 days with herbs, with Chinese herbs, like 4 cups of herbs for 2 days. And I got over COVID.
Well, I'm all about science and regular medicine and doctors. I think it's very important. It's a pinnacle of human knowledge. But there's a limit to what they know, and there's plenty of things. I'm a healer that I've had some problems, and the doctors couldn't help me, and I had to find my own way. And so there's a lot of healing, a lot of knowledge beyond just traditional MD. So, yes, and they can work together. We want the best of, you know, science and medicine, and we want the best of our intuitive healing herbs and so forth. And so now that brings us to the larger conversation about food and people eating fast food so much and food devoid of nutrition and not sitting around with friends and loved ones with home-cooked meals and like food preparation and consumption being an art. So this is something that's really not happening so much anymore. And Tanya here just treated us to this incredible Ukrainian meal. You have a company called Ukrainian Flavor. People can find it online. But I think we'd like to hear from your story a little. You had to flee Ukraine because of a thing called war. So let's hear a little about that and tell us a little about your company. And your products are available in some stores around. They can just search Ukrainian Flavor and find out where they can buy it. But talk to us a little bit, Tanya, and tell us, I guess about 4 years ago, you were in Ukraine living happily.
Yeah, hello everyone. And I just want to say that food is a universal love language that everyone understands. And for me, it's an important part of my life. And I want to make nutrition food and something that connected to the roots. Because I know that a lot of Ukrainian, Polish, Eastern Europeans here in Los Angeles area that just missed that family feeling with connection with their family And of course, between like family, I mean like a gathering for the table of delicious Ukrainian meals like vareniki, borscht, holubtsi, pierogi. I know that in each Eastern European country it calls slightly different. But I'm sure that the taste is very similar, and you will find something that connected you to your roots. That's my main idea why I bring this business to life, because I wanted to feel like authentic connection to my land, to Ukraine, even far away, even like 10,000 miles away, and be connected with my family. With my recipe of grandparents, of my mother, and that's why I cook it here, and that's why people love our food here.
Do you want to say a word about having to leave, mm-hmm. having to flee?
Yes, that's like, I think, a common story for a lot of Ukrainians that should leave the country after 2022 when war started. I also lived in Ukraine. I had another life, a pretty successful life, and I should start everything from scratch and new country and meet new people. And why I decided to open Ukrainian Flavors here in Los Angeles is just because I find that food brings me calm and these connections. That's why we open Ukrainian Flavors, and that's why we bring that to people. And we find a lot of amazing people here that try our food at first. So it's like locals, Americans that never tried even Ukrainian food, but it's pretty simple. It's nutritions, and it's like just comfortable food, like dumplings, like stuffed cabbage, like potato pancakes. It's pretty simple, and everybody understands these flavors. We call it Ukrainian flavors, but I think everybody could find something that they love from it. So, yeah, I'm very happy to bring this idea to life, even if I should leave my past life behind, but I am just want to be like free in this new chapter of my life here. Yeah.
Well, I think Blue Lakshmi and me kind of come from more of the hippie, new age, performance art, you know, kind of artsy backgrounds, and we may have the foods that we appreciate, but eating beautiful homemade food prepared with love, with loved ones, can be in whatever culture you have, and it can be completely different details. We're just talking about a principle of well-being here, regardless of the actual foods that you're eating.
Well, actually, then tonight when we sat down and ate with Tanya, I recognized everything she fed us. It was just pronounced differently. Balinses. There wasn't a potato latke, but we had like a dumpling that looked familiar. And then the borscht soup, of course. We grew up with this, American Jews from our Europe, or the Pale, which I mentioned earlier, from the Pale is that whole area around Kiev.
Okay, so this is kind of the last loop I wanted to get to. And the three of us are Jewish.
Lakshmi, Blue, and Mystic Pete.
Yeah, I'm like 99%+ on my DNA, Ashkenazi Jew. I was raised by atheist parents, but Jewish culturally. And it's a complicated time for Jewish people. On the one hand, there's some of us find situations appalling, what's going on. And also, there's a lot of anti-Semitism happening, but it just looks like activism. But to us, it's like, yeah, that's over a lot of lines that you're not even realizing you're crossing. But there's been an important transition from the old world, and this is what Blue called the Pale, in Eastern Europe, Poland, Russia, Ukraine, where a lot of Jews came to this country. And all my grandparents, I had one Ukrainian grandparent, each of you did too. And they came here, they were very educated, very into the arts, and very, very progressive generally. A lot of modern politics come from the Jewish community. even the liberation movement of the black people in the 60s, the Jews were very involved in that. My family was very involved in that. My dad was the first campaign manager for Tom Bradley, who was the first black mayor in Los Angeles. And that was kind of a very important event for people of color to know that a mayor could be black of Los Angeles. Now the international terminal at LAX is named after Tom Bradley. I don't know how many people out there even recognize the name. But the Jews were very involved in civil rights movements historically. And we've also been very involved in the arts historically and also in spirituality. So there's a lot of complications with our religion, a lot of complications in the religion, people doing things that are problematic, complications coming at us, but we've been an important force. And now here Tanya comes from Ukraine, from a little different tradition, but I don't know, can somebody put all this together?
Well, yeah, I of course jump right in. The healing arts, the performing arts, all tied in with music, art, theater, food, all this is healing. I ended up working with disabled. Lakshmi's worked with disabled in art therapy, in movement therapy. That inspired me to take my art educations and turn it into healing for special needs people. Lakshmi, do you have some thoughts there?
I just have a more personal story, which is I had an impulse to go. I started getting all this information about my family tree, and I took my son to Lechnovich, which is now in a country called Belarus, and it's very challenging to get to. It's very challenging to be there.
It's a dictatorship.
And it was very KGB being there. And I had hired Christina, who was a brilliant young 23-year-old, spoke three languages, and the last day she found... Finally, I had been praying for my ancestors. I've been praying for the Muslim ancestors and the Christian ancestors. And the last day, we found a field at the end of the road and just black dirt and wildflowers. And I was walking through it, and I found a round, smooth stone with moss on it. And there was a writing in Hebrew on it. And I threw my face into the earth, and my son threw his face into the earth, and we were just praying. And my ancestor, my dad's mother, who I never got to meet, said, "Express yourself more."
I have to add that chances are that stone was placed on top of a tombstone in a graveyard, which is a Jewish tradition.
Oh, right.
When you visit your loved one, you put a stone on their tombstone. You put a rock on their tombstone.
Well, we're going through a lot here. Let's have a musical break. What are we going to hear, Lakshmi?
Okay, I'm playing a song. I had the privilege of being part of the Red Road since about 1978. I worked on the longest walk on the East Coast, the long prophesized walk of all the tribes coming together in the Carter era to meet in Washington, D.C. And I ran some concerts at Creative Music Studios in New York, Pete Seeger and Dave Amram. And then we walked to Washington, D.C. and met there for 2 weeks. And carried on with this, and a beloved of mine who's in heaven now, but so working, doing her work on the other side. Her name, she is definitely a local light, Rochelle Figueroa, and she allowed me to come into her Hummingbird Women's Intertribal Drum, and we played the big drum where all the people play at once, all women. Usually at powwows, you see men doing this drum, and we were all women from all different tribes. That when I was interviewed at Levitt Pavilion, they said, "Oh, what tribe are you from?" They're asking all the people in the group, and I said, "I'm a medicine woman from the Ashkenazi tribe."
There you go.
And so this is a Nipi prayer song, a song that we would do on the Hummingbird Women's Intertribal Drum.
Shimala e Oelo.
Final few minutes of the show, Mystic Pete Chronicles. By the way, you can reach me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. Blue, tell us about this little funk song.
I forced him, I twisted his arm. I was in my first punk band called Removed, which has lots of Removed from Society. And this song you just heard, Missing Person, was about missing a person during a Holocaust. And with the conversations we've just had about how the planet is going, let's never let that be our reality.
A Holocaust. Well, I mean, coming back to Tanya here, who left her country because of war, and a lot of the 60s happened because of a war, because we invaded Vietnam, and people got together and said, no, this is, we stopped a war. That was this consciousness we're talking about now, said war is no longer acceptable. And it's actually, we can't do war anymore because it's getting, any conflict, any place in the world can result in total world annihilation. So we can't do it. We're past war. they haven't figured that out yet, but it's just too dangerous. And anyway, Tanya's here because of what we got, wonderful pierogi and borscht, but a pretty sad way to get some good food.
But the tie-in is, her food is medicine. Lakshmi's work is medicine. Music is medicine. Mystic Pete's radio program is medicine.
I love that. Yes, it's a kind of medicine, and medicine and an expanded experience. So, Lakshmi, you have another performance art spiritual healing project. You're wearing a shirt called Molestation. Tell us about that. It's a pretty intense word.
So I hope this is cool to say, but when U.S. invaded Iraq in around 1991, a bunch of us got together to create a band because we were like, what can we do? And people were tying the yellow ribbons on, and we were like, okay. And we created an anti-war band called Molestation.
About stopping the molestation of the planet, like digging for oil. It's absurd.
Well, you know, this is all part of that kind of 60s consciousness coming into full bloom, and underneath it all is kindness, and war is the opposite of kindness, isn't it? We're circling around it. We're all touching this elephant from different directions and feeling different parts and doing what we can to solve things from our own direction. But at some point, I think this is, as I say, it's about to come full circle and mature, and so says I, Mystic Pete.
Plant the seeds. Lakshmi, didn't you have a comment about seeds?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. There's another piece of music.
I did this piece when 200,000 Korean and Indian farmers could no longer committed suicide because they could no longer grow their own food. They had to buy from Monsanto, which wasn't working. And I did a piece where I was a seed that I thought I escaped the gene gun and that I could reproduce. And then I'm also the girl whose father commits suicide. And now I have to go to the city to take men's seed, men who don't even work on their seed, in order to help support my family at 14. And so there's an inspiration for a seed.
Of themes, local lights, local visionaries, mischief makers, people who play and think for themselves and create. And sometimes it's edgy. Sometimes it doesn't work. As an entertainment vehicle, sometimes it's actually brilliant and totally changes consciousness. But that's what it is when we feel our way through it. And it's not all commercial and pre-digested for us.
I love how it brings us all together to co-create reality.
So, Tanya, final words. What would you like to say to the world about your beautiful little company that feeds people?
Yes, I want to say that I want you still to support Ukraine because our people is still suffering. And I want to take that moment, not about like my advertising, but about telling that Ukraine still need your help, that there are still my family, there are still a lot of families that need your support right now. And I hope it will continue until our victory. Thank you, everybody.
And her company is called Ukraine Flavors. It's really easy to find online. Final statements, by the way, I'm playing this last piece of music in the background.
Can I say that? My website is holistichealthla.com. Holistic with an H. Holistichealthla.com.
H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, healthla.com. And you help people with things that, you know.
Getting pregnant, planting your seed.
Oops. There we go.
Is that inappropriate?
Blue.
Removing the obstacles to cure.
Blue, you get the final word, then we're going to move along to Pat with Alien Air.
I say everyone should plant some seeds in your backyard, grow your own vegetables, cook your food, support chefs, artists, healers. One love.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We had Lakshmi and Blue and Tanya on this very creative show. It was kind of a performance art piece. Again, I'm playing your piece called Seed in the background. I'll play a few seconds so you can hear it, and then we're on to Pat. But thank you so much for listening to this show, everybody. Mystic Pete out.
Mystic Pete Chronicles. Lion heart gives love. Lion heart gives love.
true.